Greetings. Welcome back to the Cape Lead Podcast. This is Chachi once again with what I assume will be a fairly short podcast. I just kind of had, I don't want to call it an epiphany, but I had a decent thought today because people are always trying to understand leadership better. And one of the conversations that I've had for the past 20 years, it seems, is in the United States Air Force is something that we call the whole person concept. And what it is, it's essentially being good at your job and then finding ways to develop yourself. And whether that's education, perhaps it's fitness, all those things. And then lastly, it kind of comes down to volunteering in the local community. On a more standard basis, when we write award packages for some of our people who've done great jobs, whether it's a monthly award, a quarterly award, or yearly award, it normally comes down to those three categories: was excellence in job performance and primary duties, significant self-improvement, and then community involvement. And what I see with this is, there's a lot of people who absolutely do not like doing it, which I understand to a small extent because, you know, people join the military to do what they wanted to do, you know, whatever job that they want to do. I joined the military to jump out of planes and call in airstrikes, and that's what I ended up doing. And a lot of people don't like doing all that other stuff. They, you know, maybe they didn't join to take school. Maybe they didn't join to volunteer and do all those things. So I'm not going to get into the semantic argument about whether those things are necessary or not. I truly believe that they are. And that's not because I'm a chief master sergeant in the Air Force, but I believe that they are valuable, credible things that people need to know. But I do want to focus on the education piece. And I think a lot of people just sometimes need good examples or need the conversation shaped for them and explained to them in the right way that really makes them see the conversation in a whole new light. And that happens through lots of different things. What I commonly hear about leadership stuff is people will teach something, or you'll go to a school or develop something and you'll get, I'm doing air quotes here, another tool for your toolbox, which which is good. I expect people to have those tools. I expect people to grow. I expect people to have different things at their disposal, I guess tools for them to use. But tool is such an antiquated reference, and I don't think it captures the spirit of what we're looking for from our leaders, or for somebody who is willing to put in the time to be upwardly mobile, to be successful, to do all those things. So I don't care about putting tools in somebody's toolbox. I want them to get apps in their leadership phone. And that's it. And I think the analogy of having a smartphone is probably a more descriptive way to describe what we want from our leaders, what we desire from our leaders, how we want to groom our leaders, and how we want people to understand that these aren't just tools in the toolbox. Because once you put a tool in the toolbox, you know, that's saying that tool is it. If you put a hammer in your toolbox, the hammer isn't going to change. The hammer isn't going to evolve. The hammer isn't going to grow. You'll have to go out and buy a bigger hammer or a lighter hammer, or perhaps a rubber mallet to bang out some dents in your car that you're not going to use a regular hammer for, right? So a hammer is a hammer is a hammer, and that's it. But if we're looking at putting leadership apps in our leadership phone, this is what I'm talking about. And I think we can all understand this reference, is that once we have this app can be updated. This app doesn't just have to lie dormant. It's like, now that you have this skill that you learned at this one particular point in time, you know, so you have that air quote tool, but as you go through, you can still build on that tool. You can make it better. You can get pushed updates for that app, and it can grow along with you. And that's what I'd like us to figure out here is what are we doing? How do we understand our own personal and professional growth through the lens of a leadership phone? Are you downloading all the apps that you can? Are you paying for some of the important apps that you really need? Are you updating these things? Are you keeping a watchful eye on your continued growth? Just because you learned, let's say, contemporary theories of motivation 15 years ago, but you haven't looked it up since, how are you to know if there's not any new theories, or new theories dispelling the old ones or clarifying the old ones? You need to update your apps, update your leadership tools, update your knowledge, go forward that way. And that's it. That's all I really wanted to say this morning. I was my phone got pushed, and I have an Apple. So my phone got pushed an update, and I saw all the bugs that it fixed. And it fixed bugs for the brand new phones that just came out. And it just kind of hit me, because, like, even though Apple was putting out the best product that they possibly could, it still wasn't perfect. It still needed updates. They still needed to fix some things. And that's what kind of started me going when, you know, even if you go to, let's call it a 6-week-long leadership class, just because you learned stuff there doesn't mean you got all the learning that is possible for those subjects. And you're going to have to refine it. And you're going to have to learn more. And you're going to have to experience more. And you're going to have better conversations. And you're going to need more reps of leading people. You're going to need more successes. You're going to need more failures just to help you grow that much more. But we need to look at our leadership phone and make sure that we have the right apps, and that we're updating our apps, and we understand that it is a continual growth process. Even though we are good, even though we are better, perhaps we're the best thing out on the market, there's still room for improvement. There's going to be a glitch in the matrix somewhere. There's going to be some bugs that we need to fix and iron out to do all those things. And that's this morning. It just hit me that I did not like the whole tool in the toolbox thing, because it doesn't paint an accurate picture for our own growth. And for the fact that just because we learned it then doesn't mean the learning stopped there for that particular topic, because things can always change. And again, it's not that they're changing. If you go back to one of my previous podcasts, I hope that things are evolving, because you don't want change for the sake of change, but we do want evolution. So what do you think about this? What is your takeaway? Have you ever thought about that? Talk to your people. Would they rather get a tool for their toolbox, or if they had a leadership phone, are you providing them the right apps? Are you showing them the right apps? Are you showing them that, hey, some of this stuff needs to be updated, or some of their knowledge was outdated, and you can help update their apps for them? Perhaps you can help fix some of their bugs. Maybe someone can help you fix yours. You can talk about blind spots. Right? These are all the things that happen when we ignore the concept of tool for a toolbox, but we focus on an app for our leadership smartphone. Good stuff. All right. I hope that at least sparked some conversation in your mind. Hopefully that sparked some thought process. And again, if you want to hit me and have the conversation, you are more than welcome to. At Chachi Pachasa, and that's C-H-A-C-H-I. P-A-C-H-A-S-A, that's my Instagram account. At Tim Pachasa is Twitter. Email me, chachi@capelead.com. You can message me on my Cape Lead Facebook page. So just let me know. Think about it. And I hope today you just can take a quick second and think today, what app in your leadership smartphone can you update unilaterally for yourself today? Do that. Think about that. And then maybe tomorrow you can think about what app you can update for all your teammates, or perhaps all your subordinates, or perhaps even one of your supervisors, if not all of them. All right. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I hope you are now paying attention to your leadership smartphone, and I hope you have an awesome day. As always, educate, anticipate, and dominate. We'll talk to you next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.